right. Do you guys hear me? Everyone hears me? Sort of? You kind of hear me? Yeah? Okay. Fine. We're actually getting a little microphone thing for this type of situation. But I wanted to go back yesterday. I mentioned there's a lesson in Tiferes Yisrael, which I wanted to read to you guys, but I forgot to bring yesterday. So I will bring it now. Mida yesterday we spoke about was Mamido ala Shalom. They place him on Shalom. So, Tiferes Yisrael learned up that when you learn with the Chavrusa, you teach him Emes, you have given Shalom b'nafsho, you've brought to him Shlemus. He says, if you open up for him the window to Shemayim, even one needle's worth, mamash a crack, one needle's worth, based on what he's roi to see in the Seder Hashem, and that is Shlemus. So that little crack of the window into the Emes of Shemayim says that's enough to Amin al-Shalom, and that for him is bringing him Shlemus. But I think it's that lashon of even a little crack. I mean, you taught him one little nekud of Emes. You know, he didn't give him this incredible shtickle Torah. You gave him one little piece. You know, you told him of Shat and Rashi. You explained Akasha, the Tosfos asked, one little thing. But every single point is a little window, a crack into Shemayim. And once you make that crack into Shemayim, so that's bringing Shlemus to your friend. So that's the lashon of Amidol Shalom b'Tiferes Yisrael. The next one, another lashon I want to read. Yeah. Okay. The next one is Misyashiv Liba B'Tamudo. This is number 42 if you're counting. Misyashiv Liba B'Tamudo. So what's the pshat Misyashiv Liba B'Tamudo? So Tiferes Yisrael says, he learns it as a din when you're teaching Torah. You have to collect your thoughts before you share them. Misyashiv Liba means that you're settled. Your heart is settled and you're learning. So he says, Misadar Rebbe, if you're not Misadar your own thoughts before saying a shir, then obviously it won't be a very clear shir. It's all over the place. We've all experienced shirim where things are Misadar and organized, and shirim where things are all over the place. And we know the difference between the two. So Misyashiv Liba B'Tamudo is an Indian for a Rebbe. He says, I would also say it's Nagiyat to Chavrusa. Obviously, when you share something with Chavrusa, if you're Misadar your thoughts before sharing it, then you will actually get across to him what you're trying to say. You have to think through what you want to share. If you don't think through it, so if you're just tossing out svaras here and give me a minute, think through it, share it, you'll get it much more clearer. He'll understand what you're saying much better. It makes a big difference. So that yishuv hadas, which comes with teaching, is nogea to a Rebbe and nogea to a Chavrusa. The Ruach Chaim brings down the pasuk, it brings a lashon. He says, we keep a chafsi, and then we say in Hallel, call Adam Kozev. If you're bechafsi, chafsi means that you're acting very quickly, in haste, you're not thinking through things. Bechafsi, chipazon, it means in Mitzrayim. So that chipazon for learning is a terrible, terrible thing, because you're going to be too quick to say upshot, and it's not right. The very first mission of us tells you, second mission, says you have masunim medin. You have to be slow, impatient, in din. Speaking to a dayan in the pshat over there, but svarim bring it down also for learning. You have to be masun. You have to take your time. There's no rush. That's one of our biggest problems we have in learning, is that we rush through things. We don't give ourselves the chance to think through ideas, chew them over, and get them clear. So kibah chafsi kodem kozev, that Ruach Chaim says, that when you're acting bechipazon, you end up with something which is kozev. You end up with something which is a sheker. And when you're deceiving yourself because you think you have pshat, but because you went so quickly and didn't think through it, I mean, you acted impulsively, you know, etc. You didn't take the time, each vadas, think through things. So you end up with a pshat which is kozev, which is not actually emes. Call Adam kozev. Yeah. Why?
I don't even know how.
Ani amarti bechafsi. Why?
I don't even know how that reads. Look at that pshat.
He's speaking as
Adam kozev.
Yeah,
it's talking about a pshat, not people.
It's ki'ilu, if you want to say like kind of like a chassidus shavart, I mean it's nefesh chayim, but if you say a chassidus shavart, that's what he's saying. He's bringing it as a melitza. It's not pshat in the pasuk. Ki b'chavzi, if you are b'chipazon kol adam kozev, then you're going to end up being a kozev. That's what he thinks. That's what he's saying. If you act b'chipazon, then you will say things that are koziva, that are false, that are deceptive, because not on purpose, because you didn't put in the time to understand it. You have to be muslim adin. You have to be patient. when you're learning and debating the ideas, and then you'll say something which actually makes sense, which is emes. The Medrash Shmuel, which is also one of the Mefarshim Avos, he says that when you're learning, don't learn Derech Arai. That's his lashon. Don't learn Derech Arai. He says you have to. I'll read you the lashon. Where's the lashon here? The lashon he brings is. No, I'll find it later. But he says that don't learn Derech Arai, learn Bekvias, which is the same Nakuda. That learning, it doesn't mean I'm grabbing at something. I have to sink into it. I'm always have to sink into my learning. We talk about, you know, the idea of being amelus b'torah, of being totally shakul in learning. It's the idea that learning to me that it's kavua. When I sit down to learn, I'm totally there. I'm totally absorbed in it. Rosh Yeshiva spoke about this the first night of this man, the orientation. The tabe shakul in learning is the milon learning. You have to totally absorb yourself in it. It's actually by the Erev Shabbos here spoke about it, right? You have to be totally absorbed in your learning. If you're half in, half out, then you're not going to really get anywhere. We all know those times we've actually sunk into the sugya, how we get it much more clearly, how we find the chizik from the learning because of it, how it pushes us, how we shtag through it. We all know when we put in a little effort here and there, just I jump in, I jump out, I'm distracted, this and that's my mind. So, we don't accomplish quite as much. We all know that from experience, and that's the emes. So the Medrash Shmuel saying Misyash Tamudo means we sit down to learn. It's not as Yeshiva Das, but it's that I am in the learning. I am there. That's where I am. I'm nowhere else. That's why, like Lamashal, when you sit down to learn, you're going to a Beis Medrash. So you're putting yourself in a makom where hopefully distractions are limited. Then we speak about phones. Phones are something which is having it around is the etzim could distract you. Then you feel you're on call, or it could distract you because it'll buzz or ring or something. So you're not totally into it. You're not shakua. When you sit down and you say, I am here now, this is where I am, I'm not going anywhere else, I'm shakul in my learning, that's where Torah takes over you. That's where you shtag from learning. That's what she was saying, Erev Shabbos, about the idea of the water, totally watering the ground to the point where the crops can grow, rather than just taking a little bit, you put a pot on a fire, and you take it off every 5 minutes and never boil. You leave it on the fire a long time, it starts boiling. That's the mushroom for learning, that's mamash that mushroom. There's a word from the Barbanel. Very, very nice vort. This sounds like a little chassidish vort in a certain sense. But Rabbanel says, but by Har Sinai, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Avim Hashem al Moshe, alei elai hahara. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to me to the mountain, ve'yesham, and be there. So what's the idea of ve'yesham, and be there? Go up to the mountain and I'll speak to you. What's the Kosh Baruch Hu saying, ve'yesham? So the Rabbanel says that's the gufa, the nekuda of kviyas. Well, he's going to have to learn Torah, and Torah requires that hayesham, you are there. You're not elsewhere. Your mind is there. You're totally there when you're learning. If you're not totally there, then you're not fully learning. You have to be totally there. Hayesham. So the Rabbanel says, when you come to the mountain, I don't know how Moshe Rabbeinu will be distracted on Har Sinai, but Lamaisa, that's the vart. He's saying that, come up the mountain, and be there, be kavias, total focus, shakua. That's what you're doing, and that's what you're going to be, the Kabbal Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for us, the same thing. We have to be there. Don't be somewhere else. Be there. That's what we're looking for. When you sit in Seder, where are you? Are you there or are you not there? We all know where there is and where there is not, and we have to know that we're there, and we're not there. That's part of learning. But it's an attitude that when I sit down to learn b'kvias, k'vias itim. K'vias itim is not just a time; it means I'm klevim myself. I nail myself into my seat, and I'm focused on the learning, and nothing else going to distract me during that time. So that's the idea of Yesham. The Chazal Darshan. Chazal Darshan by Hilchos Shavua. So we know there's a din of Ha'adam B'Shavua. Right? So if you take a Shavua and you weren't, you made a mistake. Let's say you take a Shavua and you had a mistake at the time. I'm Nishba that I had cornflakes for breakfast, right? Referees, I would do that. And really, I had cornflakes, but I forgot about my cornflakes. It's already the afternoon. I forgot what I ate for breakfast today. I was too busy. And then later on, I made a mistake. And I really did have cornflakes today. But at the time, it was a mistake. I didn't bemaze to make a bad shvua. It was a mistake. So the lach is that you're pater in such a case, because it's not an adam b'shvua. Adam is somebody who is totally aware and focused on what he's doing. If you are not aware and focused, you're not an adam at the time. Now, Rav Oba says that the Adam Sheva Adam is your Das. When your Das is focused in Kavua, you're now being an Adam. Your Das is not there, then you're not being the Adam. You're not Adam B'Shua. We Darshta L'Halacha. In a very Chamer Dikah Makom in Halacha, which is a Shua Sheker. We Darshta that way. So it's a matter of being focused. I want to share one more thing with you guys. For those of you who are with us, most of you guys here or not, at the end of last Zman, in Kem Chaverim, we made a Siyum, and I shared a Sfas Emes on this Mishnah. We weren't up to it yet, but there's very good Sfas Emes, and I want to share with you guys now, on Mishnah Shel Yibum Tamudo, the Sfas Emes has a very important point. Sfas Emes says, what's Pshat Mishnah Shel Yibum Tamudo? He says, we already have earlier on in this Mishnah the idea of learning B'Yishuv. Yishuv means Yishuv Adas. So what are we being most of over here by Mesiyash Shilu Tamuda? What are we adding on? Sfas Emes says, Yishlom Bar Hacha HaPerish Shmisha Ein Libo Meyushav Mitzar Dvar Macherim V'Tirdos. Let's say somebody who does not have Yishuv. We are tarud, we are torn, we are distracted by other problems going on in life, other challenges, other issues. V'Yidei Shalemet To Divrei Torah Mesiyashiv Mesiyashir Libo. But when he sits down and learns, he takes on himself a sense of yeshiva das, of tranquility. That's a siman that you're davak in divrei Torah. Let me explain that. It's a very important thing. The goal of every ben Torah is that when I sit down and learn, I have come home. Meaning, if you're not, before you reach a certain point in your learning, so you have to force yourself to learn. Learning is a struggle. When you're sitting in the Gemara, you know, you want to go somewhere else, you don't feel quite comfortable with it, you know, you'd rather be doing something else at the time. That's a certain stage in our growth. Ritz Hashem, as you keep on steiging, so then Adarabba. You know, life is busy, difficult, challenging, this is going on, that's going on, I have this responsibility, that responsibility. But I sit down in the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, I've come home. Now that's my homecoming. I buy my Gemara, now I feel good. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the breath of fresh air that I need. That's my quote-unquote recreation. That's who I am. And the siman that you're davak in Torah is that, the Sfas Emes says. If you're Mesiyash Shel Tamudo, if the Talmud, if the learning gives you Yishuv HaLev, the learning gives you that feeling that I have come home. I'm where I need to be. I feel good. I feel settled. I feel tranquil. I feel confident. So then you know you're davak in Torah. It's a siman, he says. If you sit down and learn, you don't feel that feeling. It's not like, okay, I finally come home. The learning itself is the struggle, and I wish I was somewhere else. So then it's a stage. I mean, everyone has stages in their steiging, but that's a stage where you haven't quite gotten to the dveikus and learning they're looking for. But there's a feeling, Ritz Hashem, that everyone should feel, which is that when I'm in front of my sefer, I have now come home. This is where I should be. I'm in the right place. And that, the Sfas Emes says, is Mesiyash Shel Yibum Tamudo. So as we go through different stages of life, we have struggles or challenges. There's time, just we're busy. You know, nothing bad. You know, Ritz Hashem, Mishatim Mislachas, everyone will get married, you'll have kids, you'll have bills to pay, there's things going on. And you're busy, you're distracted, there's a million things to do. But the feeling has to be, okay, when I sit down with my sefer, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be right now, nothing else matters. Same way like Shabbos. The Shabbos Chazal Darshan, it's Kiyum Melachtecha Asuya. Your attitude on Shabbos is everything else is done. And on Shabbos I rest, I'm focused, I'm here. So yeah, you have a zillion things to do. You have a to-do list, which is this long, and you have all these pressures on Motzei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. But the minute that Shabbos comes in, so you're supposed to have in your mind, all my work is done, I have nothing on my mind. No distractions, no problems, no responsibilities, it's just Shabbos. I'm in a world of Shabbos right now. So Talmud Torah is compared to Shabbos in that way. And when you're learning also, the idea is you sit down to learn, your kaveh time to learn, and everything else is done. What am I supposed to be doing right now? Learning. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is my main olam haba. This is my makum, where I come, and I'm kavua, and I feel good, and I feel tranquil, and I feel at home. So that's the goal we have. Now it's a madrega, meaning the Sfas Emes says, you should feel that way when you are davuk b'divrei Torah. Being davuk b'divrei Torah is a madrega, which we have to work towards. People learn and are not davuk. The goal of a ben Torah is that you become davuk to Torah. That's our goal. That's what we're trying to get to. Takes time. Takes effort. Takes a melus. But that's what Sfas Emes says. One is Mesiyash Shel Yibum Tamudo. If you get that feeling of Yishuv HaLev when you sit down to learn, that is a siman that you're davuk. One of my favorite Sfas Emes I've seen on this. Beautiful.